Well, a recent USDA economic research study delved into what might happen to U.S. ag productivity by the year 2050. And Paul Heise with the Economic Research Service says the results show that public research investment is a major factor in determining the future growth of the productivity of our farmers and ranchers.
We are quite convinced that less spending on agriculture research will lead to lower rates of growth in agricultural productivity. More spending will lead to higher rates of growth in agricultural productivity.
And what if the amount of research stayed stagnant?
According to our model projection, if we keep research spending constant in nominal terms, in actual real terms of what that money can buy, research investment would go down. And under this scenario, we find that agricultural factor productivity in 2050 would be only about 40% higher than it is today. In other words, it would grow primarily at the rate of growth in the U.S. population. It would not keep up with projected world demand.
And Heise says that could bring with it some serious consequences.
To get that additional output, we would either have to use more inputs, more land. This could cause environmental problems. If we don't do that and we accept a lower rate of growth, we could see considerably higher agricultural prices, and we would also see declines in U.S. agricultural exports.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.